This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith for Conversations in Medicine. Our guest today is Kendall C. Hebert, Senior Director of Communications and Marketing with Capital Area United Way in Baton Rouge. Capital Area United Way has been a support service in our community, well, and beyond, for many years. How is a mammoth job that must be done repeatedly year after year accomplished?
Thank you, Susan, for having us on. And, you know, Capital Area United Way is celebrating over 85 years in the 10-parish area. What is so wonderful is that we have about 47 partner agencies that we are collaborating with every single year. And what they're able to do in this 10-parish area is really provide about 120 or more programs and services. This year and for several years, we've had three focus areas, and that's education, income, and health. And those programs and services that the agencies are providing actually fall into one or more of those focus areas.
Do we have options in order to give, advocate, and volunteer?
Well, absolutely. Anyone can get involved with Capital Area United Way. The wonderful thing is that we're always looking for volunteers to go out and really talk to these agencies and see what they're doing to help tell us where those donation dollars really need to go and be focused. We also have opportunities to give. We obviously have our workplace campaigns that's payroll deductible, and employers can really show their support, and employees can then give back to these agencies and programs and services. And then, of course, advocacy, you know, speaking on our behalf and making sure people realize what United Way is all about and the importance of having Capital Area United Way in the 10 parish area.
Well, we're going to talk about the Social Innovation Fund, or SIF. It seems to be a really large undertaking for the Capital Area United Way, having received $3.2 million in an investment in early childhood development to assist a 10-parish area. We want to know what's going to happen.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the Social Innovation Fund, which we call SIFT, this is a grant. It's a $2 million grant, federal grant, from the Corporation for National and Community Service, which requires a dollar-for-dollar cash match by the grantees. So we have several either partner agencies or other local nonprofits that are going to apply for this grant. And what happens is whatever we are funding, it could be a $100,000 plus project, they have to match that dollar for dollar. So essentially, you have a 3-to-1 match. And that is where you're able to see the impact in the community. What we have been secured is that 2-year funding, but it is actually, we could go back and apply again up to 5 years of funding. So this is very exciting for Capital Area United Way and, of course, our 10 parish area, because it really will show the influence of our ways of trying to help with our 10-year commitment for early childhood education.
The targeted outcomes to ensure that children enter school ready to learn. Tell us about them.
Well, we have 5 outcomes that are focused for the early childhood development, the early childhood education initiative. And I'll just go through those very briefly. 1, improving birth outcomes. 2 is engaging and supporting parents to meet the needs of their children. 3, providing access to quality child care and preschool. 4, ensuring that children's physical health and safety needs are met. And 5, assuring that children's emotional and social health needs are met. You know, with these 5 outcomes, we're really able to showcase that we're going to have a better investment and measurable outcomes in the community. And that's our target for that 10-year commitment, that 10-year education initiative.
So the goal is to lay the foundation for early literacy in the age range of 0 to 5. Is it doable? And will the parents be required to be hands-on with Capital Area United Way?
Well, what's so great is that we are working with several agencies, one of which is Volunteers of America, Partnerships in Child Care, and we are going to these child care facilities and working with those daycare providers that see these children every single day. We're also working with the parents to come in to trainings and learn how to work with their children, giving them the resources on how to find this resources in the community for their children's needs.
So the parents, in your estimation, have not been reluctant to participate?
We have parents who may not realize that the resources are even available. So our goal at United Way is to make sure that as many parents that have children 0 to 5 understand that our focus is making sure that they are ready to learn when they enter kindergarten. And that is so important because we see that those outcomes later in life, you know, you have a higher graduation rate, you have the workforce development, you have so much more to look forward to when you actually have children who are engaged in learning prior to entering kindergarten.
Thanks for coming, Ms. Hebert. This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith and BCOL producer for Conversations in Medicine.